Closets are one of those spaces in the house that almost never get the attention they deserve. You walk in and out every single day, you toss in your shoes, you hang up your clothes, maybe you stack a few boxes on the shelves, and then you close the door. Out of sight, out of mind. But just because you can't see the mess doesn't mean it isn't building up. Closets are actually some of the dustiest, dirtiest areas in a home, and most people have no idea just how much grime hides in the corners. Think about it. Every time you step inside with your shoes, you're tracking in dirt and debris. Every time you pull a sweater off the hanger or move a jacket, tiny fibers shed into the air. Cardboard boxes sitting on the shelves release particles. Dust settles from the ceiling and vents. Over time, it adds up. And unlike the kitchen or living room where you see dust right away, a closet masks the problem. It looks fine on the surface until you notice that musty smell, the gray layer on top of the shoe rack, or the sneeze that hits you when you grab a rarely worn coat. Cleaning your closet matters more than just appearances. Dust and dirt buildup can trigger allergies, irritate your breathing, and even damage your clothes and shoes. Fabrics absorb odors and particles, so that favorite hoodie you throw on might smell less than fresh no matter how many times you wash it. Shoes sitting in a dusty pile end up looking older than they are, and the longer you let clutter and dirt sit, the harder it is to deal with. What feels like a simple close the door and forget it turns into hours of sorting, scrubbing, and sneezing when you finally tackle it. The best way to handle closet chaos is to make it part of your cleaning rotation. Start by taking everything out. I know, it sounds like overkill, but it's the only way to really see what you're working with. Once the closet is empty, vacuum or sweep the floor, paying special attention to corners where dust and hair collect. If you have carpet in your closet, give it a deep vacuum with the brush attachment. For hardwood or laminate, run a damp mop after sweeping to pick up fine particles. Don't forget the baseboards in the corners because those are prime dust collection zones. Next, hit the shelves. Wipe them down with a microfiber cloth and a gentle cleaner. Shelves are notorious for collecting dust from fabric fibers and cardboard boxes, and that dust settles right on your clothes when you put them back. If you have wire racks, run a damp cloth over each bar because dust settles on those surfaces too. While you're at it, check for cobwebs in the corners or near the ceiling. Closets often stay dark and undisturbed, which makes them perfect for spiders and other little critters. Shoes need special attention too. Don't just toss them back in. Wipe off the soles, dust off the tops, and give them some breathing room. Piling shoes on top of each other not only makes the closet look messy, it shortens the life of your footwear. A simple shoe rack or organizer keeps them off the floor and lets air circulate, which helps with odor control. If you really want to level up, sprinkle a little baking soda inside shoes you don't wear often to absorb moisture and smells. Clothes themselves can be a hidden source of closet dirt. Fabrics shed tiny particles that you can't see, but they add to the overall dust problem. Giving your closet a refresh every few months means shaking out or washing items that have been sitting untouched for too long. Seasonal clothing is a big culprit here. That winter coat or heavy sweater that only comes out a few months a year, it's collecting dust the whole time it hangs there. Toss it in the wash or take it to the dry cleaner before the next season starts. Another smart move is tackling storage. A lot of people use closets as mini storage units, stacking boxes, bags, or bins. The problem is that cardboard boxes shed fibers and attract pests. Switching to plastic bins with lids keeps things sealed and dust-free. Label them so you're not digging through piles later. For items like blankets or seasonal bedding, vacuum-sealed bags save space and protect against dust and odors. Air circulation is another piece people forget. Closets can get stuffy, especially if the door stays closed all the time. If your closet has a vent, make sure it's clean and open. If it doesn't, leaving the door cracked once in a while helps air move through. A small moisture absorber or dehumidifier pack can also keep humidity down, which prevents musty smells and protects clothes from mildew. The truth is, closets don't need to be cleaned every week, but they shouldn't go years without attention either. A good deep clean twice a year, paired with light touch-ups every couple of months, keeps the space manageable. The difference it makes is bigger than you think. A clean closet means fresher clothes, less dust in the bedroom, and an overall healthier environment in your home. It also makes your daily routine smoother. Imagine opening the door and seeing everything neat, fresh, and easy to find instead of digging through a pile of shoes and wrinkled shirts. Sometimes, though, closets get so out of control that it feels overwhelming. Maybe it's years of clutter. Maybe it's dust and dirt that built up unnoticed. Or maybe you just don't have the time to pull everything out and start fresh. That's where a professional cleaning service like OCD Property Care can make the difference. We don't just hit the obvious areas like kitchens and bathrooms. We go after the hidden spots that impact your comfort every day, and closets are one of them. With the right tools and methods, we can refresh a space quickly, safely, and thoroughly so you don't have to stress. At the end of the day, your closet might not be the first place you think of when you're cleaning, but it should be on the list. It's a hidden zone that affects the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, and the way your home feels. Taking a little time to deal with the dust, dirt, and clutter pays off with fresher outfits, fewer allergy flare-ups, and a calmer morning routine when you get dressed. That's what we mean at OCD Property Care when we say the details matter. Because cleaning isn't just about what's in plain sight. It's about making every corner of your home healthier, fresher, and more comfortable to live in.